This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced the constitution of a high-powered task force on examination reforms headed by renowned technology expert Nandan Nilekani. The task force will also consist of former IB director Tapan Deka, former ISRO chairman S. Somanath, IIT Chennai director V. Kamakoti, besides former education secretary Anita Karwal and logistics expert Amrit Lal Meena are also part of the task force. In a video message, Mr. Modi said the task force will focus on strengthening the examination system and based on its recommendations, necessary steps will be taken at the earliest to ensure the credibility of future examinations. The Prime Minister added that the government is also moving towards introducing a new law in Parliament tomorrow with stringent provisions to deal with examination-related irregularities. Mr. Modi reaffirmed the government's commitment to protecting the integrity of competitive examinations and safeguarding the future of millions of students.
हम कल पार्लियामेंट के अंदर कठोर कानूनों के प्रावधान के साथ नया कानून बनाने की दिशा में भी आगे बढ़ रहे हैं लेकिन हमें भविष्य के लिए सोचना है हमारी परीक्षा पद्धति ट्रांसपेरेंट हो हमारी परीक्षा पद्धति में सबसे ज्यादा टेक्नोलॉजी का उपयोग हो इन सारी बातों को ध्यान में रखते हुए विश्व प्रसिद्ध टेक्नोलॉजी एक्सपर्ट श्रीमान नंदन निलेकनी जी के नेतृत्व में एक हाई पावर टास्क फोर्स बनाने का निर्णय किया है जो एग्जामिनेशन रिफॉर्म की तरफ फोकस करेगा.
Union Minister Prahlad Joshi today assumed charge as the Education Minister. Mr. Joshi was appointed to the post yesterday following the resignation of Dharmendra Pradhan. Mr. Joshi also continues to hold the portfolios of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, and New and Renewable Energy. Later, speaking to media, Union Minister Prahlad Joshi expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Modi for entrusting him with this responsibility. Kargil Vijay Divas is being observed today. The entire nation salutes the indomitable courage and supreme sacrifice of our soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the Kargil War of 1999. The day marks the 27th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. During this operation, the Indian Armed Forces reclaimed territories in the Kargil district of Jammu and Kashmir that had been infiltrated by Pakistani soldiers and militants. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid tributes to the brave soldiers who laid down their lives in defence of the motherland. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi said today, the 26th of July is a date that does not require a calendar to be remembered. He urged citizens to honour Kargil war martyrs and strengthen the resolve to build secure, capable and self-reliant India. The main function of the Kargil Vijay Divas was held today at the Kargil War Memorial in Dras, Ladakh. Addressing the event, Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh reiterated that there will be no talks with Pakistan or other than that for return of Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, which he described as an integral part of India. At the ongoing Commonwealth Games, Indian weightlifter Mirabai Chanu won the gold medal in the women's 48-kilogram event in Glasgow today. The 31-year-old lifter produced a record-breaking performance, lifting 85 kilograms in the snatch to set a CWG record in the category. She then lifted 105 kilograms in the clean and jerk, another the Games record to finish with a total of 190 kilograms. Earlier in the day, another Indian weightlifter, Rishikant Singh, won the silver medal in the men's 60-kilogram event. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have congratulated Indian weightlifter Mirabai Chanu on winning the gold medal at the Glasgow Commonwealth Games. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said, "Her consistent medal-winning performances for the country at the highest level over the years reflect exceptional dedication, resilience and pursuit of excellence." He added that Ms. Chanu's remarkable achievements over the years have made the entire nation proud. Mr. Modi described this achievement as another glorious chapter in Indian weightlifting. He added that with back-to-back Commonwealth Games goals and an overall fourth CWG medal to her name, she remains an inspiration for every Indian. Prime Minister conveyed the best wishes to her for endeavours ahead. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said this iconic feat etches Chanu's name in history as India's first weightlifter to achieve a hat-trick of gold medals at the Commonwealth Games. And in men's cricket, India defeated host Zimbabwe by 35 runs in the third and the final T20 International to clean sweep the series 3-0 in Harare. This win for the men in blue marks the first series win under the captaincy of new T20 skipper Shreyas Iyer. Chasing a target of 193 runs set by India, Zimbabwe managed to score 157 for 7 in their allotted 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.